When President Obama returns from his Asia trip on Wednesday, he's expected to resume his so-called fiscal cliff talks with congressional leaders. They opened their negotiations on Friday as part of efforts to avoid spending cuts and tax hikes that could happen if they don't agree on ways to raise revenue and trim spending by January 1st. Of course, what happens in Washington trickles down to the states, so we're interested on how the fiscal cliff debate could affect us here in Massachusetts. State Secretary of Administration and Finance Jay Gonzalez joins us this morning to explain the possibilities. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Steve.
Mr. Secretary, Massachusetts' budget is already stretched. What would happen to the state's finances if the president and congressional leaders cannot reach a compromise in time?
There are two impacts to state finances. One is, if we go over the fiscal cliff and people are paying a lot more taxes and the federal government is spending a lot less, and there's going to be a lot less money in the economy nationally and in Massachusetts. And economists think it could put us right back into a recession. That would mean that we would collect less income taxes because less people would have jobs, and we would collect less sales taxes because less people would be spending, buying stuff. And so it would significantly impact our tax revenues. We think we'd lose about $300 million in the current fiscal year and could lose up to $1 billion next fiscal year. The other impact is we obviously benefit from federal spending for various different programs, and based on the automatic spending cuts that are scheduled to take effect, we think we could lose about $200 million a year to state government.
According to both those scenarios, what kinds of budgetary adjustments would we have to make here in Massachusetts?
Well, the programs that the federal government funds directly that we would no longer get funding for would be cut. In terms of lost tax revenues, it would put us in a tough situation where if we were losing up to $1 billion next year, that is a significant amount of lost revenue for state government. And after a few years of very tough fiscal circumstances, we'd be put in the position again of having to figure out how to absorb that much lost revenue, and just about everything state government does would be impacted by that.
Would raising state taxes be an option that we'd have to look at?
There's no question it would be bad for Massachusetts, and so we're really hopeful that they come up with a solution.
Nevertheless, though, you still have to plan for a worst-case scenario should something get derailed down in Washington.
That's right. And about a month ago, I did put in place some spending controls. We put in place some FTE caps, hiring controls, and we started some contingency budget planning so that in the event we need to make budget reductions due to various risks we see to our tax revenues, not just the fiscal cliff, but we're already running below our budgetary estimates this year.
Talk about the sectors that would be most affected by this fiscal cliff.
Well, that's a good question because I didn't mention it before, but not only will state government be impacted directly, but in Massachusetts, we've got a strong defense industry, a strong healthcare and research industry, and we disproportionately benefit from federal funding that goes directly to defense contractors, for example, or from the National Institutes of Health for research funding. We estimate that the defense industry would lose about $1.2 billion a year here in Massachusetts if the automatic spending cuts were to take effect, and that we'd lose close to $200 million a year in NIH funding.
Now, these fiscal cliff talks in Washington come amid reports that tax collections here in Massachusetts are off $250 million so far this fiscal year, and that budget cuts are likely. When do you expect a decision to be made on budget cuts, and where will those be made?
Well, we're just finishing our analysis of the tax collections to date, and as you said, we're $256 million below the budgetary estimate through the first 4 months of this fiscal year. We're analyzing economic forecasts to try to get a sense of what the rest of the year will look like based on all this updated information. So it's likely we need to solve not only for the lost tax revenue to date, but for reduced tax revenue growth that we see going forward for the rest of this fiscal year, and we're gonna need to act quickly to try to put in place budgetary reductions and other solutions to solve it all. It's going to be tough. It's been tough the last few years, and I don't like being Secretary of Administration and Finance during all these tough times. It'd be nice to be in a position where we've got additional money to invest in areas where we desperately need it. But unfortunately, we're in the place we are, and we got to do the responsible thing to live within our means.
Okay. Jay Gonzalez is Massachusetts Secretary of Administration and Finance. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Steve.